Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I'm Saira Mujtaba with the Midday News. The headlines. Government rejects opposition snooping claims over Sanchar Sathi app in Parliament today. President Draupadi Murmu confers national awards to individuals and institutions for exemplary efforts in empowering persons with disabilities in New Delhi. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav says fake news is a threat to democracy. Government actively monitoring complaints against media institutions. World Meteorological Organization warns of deadly Asia floods as extreme rains batter the region. And in cricket, South Africa win toss and elect to bowl against India in the second ODI at Raipur. And now the news in detail. Union Minister of Communications Jyotiraditya Sindhya today rejected opposition's allegations of snooping, saying that snooping is neither possible nor will happen with the Sanchar Sathi app. Replying to a question in the Lok Sabha today, Mr. Sindhya clarified that users can activate the app by registering at the convenience to access its benefits and they may deactivate or delete it from their devices at any time. He said the Narendra Modi government has provided this facility to protect the citizens from fraudulent activities.
Today, every citizen of the country can protect themselves from fraud from stolen mobile. They can record and report their stolen mobile. And 20 crore hits have been made on our portal. Approximately 1 crore 50 lakh apps have been downloaded. And today, I want to record that on the basis of this app and portal, 1 crore 50 lakh mobile connections have been disconnected in the country which are fraudulent because the public has reported this. Approximately 2.6 million stolen handsets we have traced. We have also returned 7 lakh handsets that have been stolen.
President Draupadi Murmu today said that a society can only be called developed in true sense when the differently abled are treated as equals. She added that they should not be treated with pity, but with respect and dignity. The president said this during National Awards for the Empowerment of Persons with Disabilities in New Delhi. During the event, she conferred the national awards to individuals and institutions for their exemplary effort in empowering persons with disabilities. Addressing the event, President Murmu lauded them and said that their incredible achievements are a source of inspiration for everyone. She also noted the government's role in uplifting them, especially through sports.
समाज और सरकार की सजगता और सक्रियता के परिणाम स्वरूप वर्ष 2024 में पैरालंपिक्स में हमारे खिलाड़ियों ने 29 पदक प्राप्त किए थे दिव्यांग खिलाड़ियों के लिए विश्व स्तरीय सुविधाओं और प्रतिस्पर्धाओं को आयोजन करके सरकार द्वारा प्रतिभाशाली खिलाड़ियों की प्रतिभा को निखारने के अनेक प्रयास किए जा रहे हैं
Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that fake news is a threat to democracy. He stressed on the need to take strict action on social media, fake news and AI-generated deepfakes. Replying to supplementaries during the question hour in the Lok Sabha today, Mr. Vaishnav said a new draft rule has been published to identify and take action against AI-generated deepfakes. He said the government as well as the Press Council of India both have been actively looking at the complaints which come against any TV channel or newspaper.
I sincerely want to say that fake news is a threat to our democracy today. And we need to take strict action on social media, fake news, AI-generated deepfake. In a way, by using social media platforms, many such ecosystems have been created which do not want to follow the Constitution of India. They do not want to follow the laws made by the Parliament. We need to take strict action and make strict rules.
In another address in the Parliament, Mr. Vaishnav said that Parliament has enacted the Digital Personal Data Protection or DPDP Act to protect the personal data of citizens. Replying to supplementaries during the question hour in the Lok Sabha today, Mr. Vaishnav said the Narendra Modi government brought this legislation as earlier there was no mechanism to protect personal data of the countrymen. The minister said because of the DPDP Act, now anybody who uses personal data of any user or any citizen of India will have a protection mechanism. The minister said the act was notified on the 13th of last month and has created a new regime for protection of data of citizens. He said AI apps and AI models are covered under the DPDP Act. The government will establish 50,000 new Atal Tinkering Labs in schools across the country. Replying to supplementaries during the question hour in the Rajya Sabha today, Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan said that over 10,000 Atal Tinkering Labs have been established under Atal Innovation Mission to promote innovation at the school level. He said Prime Minister Modi has initiated this mission to promote research and innovation in school. Union Food, Public Distribution and Consumer Affairs Minister Prahlad Joshi said that almost 100% of ration cards across the country have now been digitized. Replying to supplementaries during the question hour in the Lok Sabha today, Mr. Joshi said that almost all of the 20.58 crore household ration cards have been digitized. He said the government is providing free ration to the beneficiaries under the Pradhan Mantri Garib Kalyan Ann Yojana and it will continue till 2029. The minister said under the scheme, the eligible households receive 5 kilograms of free food grains per person every month. The centre has said that a number of steps have been undertaken to prevent or minimise the loss of life and property from major natural events such as cyclones, unseasonal rainfall and earthquake. In a written reply to a question in Lok Sabha, Minister of State for Earth Sciences Dr. Jitendra Singh said that IMD consistently issues timely alerts and forecasts to the public and concerned stakeholders. He said recently a new central sector scheme, Mission Mausam, was launched to make India a weather-ready and climate-smart nation. Dr. Singh informed that the recently launched Bharat Forecasting System has been developed primarily to improve short and medium-range weather prediction. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AI News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to Midday News. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today said that the government has addressed around 1,38,000 grievances in the last 3 years via the Madad portal. Speaking at India's World Annual Conclave 2025 in New Delhi, Dr. Jayashankar said that the cess on passport collected for the Indian Community Welfare Fund has benefited around 2,38,000 people in distress. He further highlighted that obtaining passport in India is no longer a challenge like it used to be, as people can now get it from over 500 places in the country. Talking about preventing illegal migration, Dr. Jayashankar said that illegal and regular mobility is against India's interest, but it also requires cooperation from other countries. He called for greater transparency and understanding from these countries to streamline proof of documentation and deportation.
It's in our interest to be against illegal, irregular mobility. But that also requires cooperation. So there are a lot of issues here, sometimes documentation. There are countries which cite privacy, but they can't have it both ways. They can't say it's privacy, we can't tell you, but by the way, he's yours, take him back. So we need a degree of transparency and understanding here.
Death toll in Sri Lanka in the aftermath of Cyclone Dithwa has risen sharply, with Disaster Management Centre confirming 474 deaths and 356 people missing after days of severe flooding and landslides. Kandy district remains the worst affected, recording 118 fatalities. A report.
Sri Lanka is finally seeing the first signs of relief as all the major flood alerts have now been lifted by the irrigation department. River levels are falling, with only the Kelani River at Nagalagam Street still on alert. But the human toll remains staggering, with 474 people dead and over 356 still missing. In this hour of need, India has continued to maintain its Operation Sagar Bandhu, with Indian helicopters, ships and NDRF teams rescuing families from isolated villages, airlifting the injured and delivering massive consignments of relief. A full-fledged Indian field hospital with 73 medical personnel has also arrived yesterday, strengthening life-saving care on the ground. Operation Sagar Bandhu continues, ensuring help reaching Sri Lankans when it matters the most. Ahmed Moin Farooqi, Akashvani News, Colombo.
BJP today claimed 7 seats in the Delhi Municipal Corporation or MCD by polls across 12 wards in the national capital. Meanwhile, Aam Aadmi Party, AAP, bagged 3 seats and Congress and All India Forward Bloc won 1 seat each. Talking to media, Chaindri Chowk MP Praveen Khandelwal said that the MCD election results reflect the work carried out by the BJP in Delhi.
Clearly, the MCD election results reflect the work carried out by Bharatiya Janata Party in Delhi. After a long time, we have won the Chandni Chowk Corporation seat in the Chandni Chowk Lok Sabha constituency, which is a very prestigious seat. I congratulate all the voters, and as a team, we will work together to improve the future of Delhi.
Delhi ke mustaqbil ko acha karenge.
The by-elections were held on the 30th of November at 580 polling booths with 51 candidates, including 26 women. The Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, conducted a successful high-speed rocket sled test for fighter aircraft escape system at controlled velocity yesterday. With this complex dynamic test, India has joined the elite club of nations with advanced in-house escape system testing capability. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh complimented DRDO, IAF, ATAA, HAL and industry on the successful test. He described it as a significant milestone for India's indigenous defense capability towards self-reliance. More from our correspondent.
Dynamic ejection tests are significantly more complex than the other static tests and are a real measure for evaluating ejection seat performance and efficacy of canopy severance system. A dual-sledge system with the LCA aircraft forebody was propelled to precisely controlled velocity through phased firing of multiple solid propellant rocket motors. The test records critical loads, movements and accelerations that would be experienced by an ejected pilot from an aircraft. The entire sequence was captured through onboard and ground-based imaging systems. Rajesh Bali, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid floral tributes to Dr. Rajendra Prasad at Rashtrapati Bhavan today on his birth anniversary. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that from actively participating in India's freedom struggle and presiding over the Constituent Assembly to becoming the first president, Dr. Prasad served the nation with unmatched dignity, dedication and clarity of purpose. Mr. Modi hailed the first president for his simplicity and courage, saying that his service and vision will continue to inspire generations. World Meteorological Organization WMO warned of deadly Asia floods as extreme rains batter the region. Devastating monsoon rains and tropical cyclones have unleashed catastrophic flooding across parts of South and Southeast Asia, killing hundreds of people, displacing communities, and causing major economic disruption, the World Meteorological Organization, or WMO, said at a UN press briefing in Geneva. Claire Nallis, a WMO official, said that the Philippines, Thailand, Vietnam, and Sri Lanka are among the worst hit as monsoon-related downpours combined with tropical typhoons. The Asia-Pacific region is facing the world's second typhoon activity, and no single institution or country can deal with tropical cyclones or climate change alone, she said. On to sports now. In men's cricket, India were 53 for 1 in 7 overs against South Africa in the second match of the 3-match ODI series at the Shahid Veer Narayan Singh International Stadium in Raipur today. Visitors won the toss and elected to bowl, while India currently lead the series 1-0 after defeating the Proteas by 17 runs in the first ODI on Sunday. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government rejects opposition snooping claims over Sanchar Sathi app in Parliament today. President Draupadi Murmu confers national awards to individuals and institutions for exemplary efforts in empowering persons with disabilities in New Delhi. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav says fake news is a threat to democracy. Government actively monitoring complaints against media institutions. World Meteorological Organization, or WMO, warns of deadly Asia floods as extreme rains batter the region. And in cricket, South Africa win toss and elect to bowl against India in the second ODI at Raipur. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the midday news.